Hey guys, my name's Crystal Kenny, and I'm in love with creating. All things artistic and imagination involved. I'm an American girl who chased her creative dreams all the way to Paris, France, making a living using photography. This podcast takes you inside the stories of all the artsy folks I've met along the way and gives you that extra push to discover your creative gifts. The desire to create is deeply inside each and every one of us, and I give you the tools and inspiration to find a new way of living a more creative life. This is La Vie Creative, the podcast. My guest today is a Franco-American makeup artist who has worked with private clients as well as Fashion Week models. I was lucky enough to have her complete my makeup for my engagement session in Paris, and we soon became really good friends. Today, we are diving into makeup as an art form with Jolene Emery. Hey guys, today on the show, we have Jolene Emery. Thanks for being here, Jolene.
Thank you.
We just want to ask you a couple of questions today about what it's like to be a makeup artist, because obviously what you do is very creative as well. And I wanted to start off by asking you, how did you get your start in the industry? What made you become a makeup artist?
Yeah, sure. So I actually have always kind of wanted to do this, except for when I was 5 years old, I wanted to be a princess, you know, but...
as we all did.
the closest I could get was makeup artist. So I'm pretty happy with my choice. I actually being inspired when I was about 14. I think I realized that this was an actual job that I could do. And it actually started with seeing ads for Sephora. So when I would go to the big city, San Francisco was my big city, I would go to the Sephoras and it would be absolutely beautiful. And I'd be completely stunned and looking at the pictures of these models with this crazy makeup. Like, oh, I want to do that. So that was my dream, was to make the ads for Sephora. I have yet to do that, but never say never.
I love it.
I've done so many other incredible things. So it's totally okay. But yeah, so yeah. I think I was 14 when I realized that this is what I wanted to do. And I wanted to be in Paris. I grew up coming to France. I am half French. My mom is French. So it was always a big part of my life. And Paris was just kind of, you know, the dream as it is for everybody. And so when I was 18, I packed my bags and I came to Paris by myself. I had already been accepted into a makeup school. And so I just started that right after high school. And that was 13 years ago.
Oh, wow. And so Literally you just saw these beautiful pictures on the wall and you're like, I want to do that. I want to make people beautiful.
Basically, it wasn't like I want to be the one in the picture. I wanted to be the one making the pictures.
That's really interesting. I love that, because most women would be like, I want to be the beautiful one. I'm the princess. But you wanted to help others be beautiful, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Definitely. And so when you started doing makeup, were you like, you just figured it out quickly, or schooling, or how did you become good at what you do?
Yeah. So I obviously, in high school, I would wear every color of the rainbow on my face, and I was much more artistic, you know, makeup wise, not artistic, but maybe crazy and open to makeup when I was in high school and living in America than when I moved to Paris, because, you know, the Parisians are very natural, which is, you know, the Parisian chic. And so my style has changed a bit, but I was just doing makeup on myself and on my friends. And then when I went to makeup school here in Paris and I started learning the real techniques, it was funny because I would come to realizations where like, oh, well, I was already doing that. So they were teaching me things that I had already started doing by myself. So it was kind of a validation that I was on the right path. You know, I learned a lot at school, but I actually started learning way more once I was working and doing different jobs. So we would do photo shoots and theater and television and filming, and it was working with other makeup artists and other professionals that I just kind of created my own techniques and my own style. So it was more on the job that I started learning.
So do you feel like working with others and kind of in a way having mentors really helped you to get where you are today?
Definitely. And yeah, when I started out, I worked under one specific head key artist on a big Broadway type show here in Paris. And I was with her for 2 years and I really learned a lot from her. And I still put those tricks and tips into use today. And so she was a mentor of sorts. And now I still continue to learn through colleagues and mm-hmm. my peers. And I'm always open to learning and to seeing how other people do things, because we could do the exact same job and do it completely differently. So I find it really interesting. And I really do love learning from other artists.
Yeah, that's so true. I feel the same way in photography. Like, all of us photographers take the same picture at the same place yeah. every day, but they look so different.
They it's look really so interesting. Different. It's super interesting. Yeah.
Makeup too. I would never yeah. expect that with makeup. That's really cool.
And each person really has their own style. So it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for people that want to become makeup artists as well, do you have any advice for them? How to be more confident, how to do better work? What would you tell them?
Yeah, you know, I would say try not to take yourself too seriously. I mean, you have to be serious in the sense where if it's really what you want to do, you really have to stick at it, stick to it, because it's really, it can be challenging, and it's difficult when you depend on others mm-hmm. to work as well, you know, and sometimes the work isn't there and sometimes it is, and it's difficult. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people do give up because they do look for something more stable. So I would say if it really is what you want to do, do not give up. But then also when I say don't take yourself too seriously is kind of try to keep your ego in your back pocket, because sometimes, you know, you have to be willing to listen to the client, to listen to the creative director, and you can't just do what you want to do or what you think is best, you know, and sometimes somebody mm-hmm. won't like what you do and you have to be okay with yeah. that and adapt. So it's really difficult. It really is difficult. And, you know, I still have days where I'll do a job and I personally won't be 100% happy with what I did, but the client will love it. So that's kind of the most important part. So I would just say, you know, stick at it, stick to it, and enjoy the moment and enjoy the day and all the different jobs and all the different people that you meet, but don't give up. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a big part of the job is the people you meet and the storytelling. And do for you sure. feel like a creative person? Do you feel like makeup is a creative outlet for you? Like, we were talking about how not getting paid to do something creative sometimes makes it more fulfilling. So do you sometimes just do makeup for fun to get in kind of that flow of enjoying the creativity process?
Yeah. And ever since I was a little girl wanting to be a princess, I've loved dress up. So makeup is part of yeah. that. And so I do love, you know, getting dressed up and doing the whole glam hair and makeup to go with it. And it is how I can express my creativity. And I love colors and I love different textures and I love to feel them. And it's, I live all those moments through putting on makeup on mm-hmm. myself or on other people. And I love to be able to transform or create different looks and different mm-hmm. characters, I suppose. But no, I'm not very good at drawing on paper, but mm-hmm. I can draw on faces. So I do consider myself creative, and it definitely is a creative outlet for me.
Yeah, yeah. We all have to discover yeah. our own way to create. And I think that that's a really important thing to share with people, that there isn't one way to be an artist, or you don't even have to be good at what you're making, like just to definitely. Enjoy it and try it, which is probably how you got
exactly. That's the biggest part, is just enjoy it. Just whatever yeah. sparks that joy within yourself and within others, that's the key. Yeah.
And when you're just doing makeup for yourself, how does your work change? Like, do you do things much differently, or how does your creative process change when you're not being paid?
Sometimes I can be more creative. So a lot of times we'll do what's called a test shoot. So it's more in the fashion industry, we'll do test shoots. And so it's when a photographer, a model, sometimes a stylist and a makeup artist will get together, and a hairstylist, and we'll kind of have this one idea that we all want to do. And so we all get to be a bit more creative than we would be able to do before a paid job, when there's mm-hmm. one specific thing that we need to do because that's what the client wants. So when we're all open to create what we actually want, we want to create an image that works for all of us, then we can be more artistic. And so then we work together and we inspire each other. So yeah, I would say I do have more creative liberties when I'm working mm-hmm. for, yeah.
Especially yeah, you can kind of like vibe yeah. off of other artists. You can vibe with each other and just kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's mainly for photo shoots, though. I can definitely be more creative. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what about mm-hmm. Paris inspires your work?
Oh, man. The list is so long. I mean, so Paris, there's so many things. Paris is just so pretty. And, you know, you walk down the street and you just see pretty things. And it's just so romantic. And I don't know. It's just, there's just a vibe here that is inspiring. And I think it's the history and, I don't know, just walking down the river and having it be sunset and there's musician playing and there's nowhere like it in the world. And that's why I'm still here after 13 years, is because it's become a part of me. I love it.
And do you think that inspires your makeup work? Like, it just kind of opens something into you that makes you want to explore your creativity more?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, the Parisian woman is very natural. She's very effortless. And so that's definitely inspired my makeup techniques, because I have a very natural style. I'm more about enhancing someone's natural beauty than transforming them. Where in some cultures in other parts of the world, it's about wearing a mask and being something different. But I'm more Parisian in the sense where, like, the Parisian woman does not care what you think of her. She's very proud and she's very beautiful inside and out. And so that's definitely inspired my technique.
Yeah, I noticed that as a big difference when I moved to Paris, is, you know, especially in America, we tend to wear more cover up and more eyeshadow.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Just a lot more work on the face, or noticeable work. Yeah. And French women, it's as if they don't even wear makeup. Would you say that a lot don't?
A lot don't. I mean, the go-to look for the Parisian woman is liquid eyeliner. So like a winged eyeliner and a red lip and bronzer. Mm. They love bronzer.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised it's bronzer. I thought pale was in.
No, they love it. No, they love it. Yeah. And you know, the American woman is very different. I think just the concept of beauty is different. But you know, the countries have different pasts and different stories. And the American woman is also beautiful. It's just very different.
How would you compare the concept of beauty in France and America? Like, the biggest difference, I guess, the natural look?
Yeah, I think the more natural look, especially your typical Parisian woman, she won't necessarily do her hair. It's very like, I woke up like this chic, where a lot of American women won't leave their house without makeup or without their hair done. Or, you know, they get blowouts every week. We get our nails done every week. It's just a very different culture compared to the Parisians. The Parisians, you know, they'll go to the hairstylist when they need their color done or whatever, but they won't go for weekly blowouts. They won't get their nails done every week. It's just very different. I think the priorities are different.
Why do you think French women are like that?
I don't know. I think the French in general take more time in enjoying the moments of life, such as spending the evening in a terrace in a cafe drinking wine and eating cheese, where the American woman is just go, 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 go. It's very different. I think Americans maybe feel more pressure to look perfect all the time, where the French are like, it's okay. You know, it's life.
Lovey. I like that. Yeah, that's very true. It's not so much about looks as more as experiences.
Exactly.
And what would you say is the best advice that you've been given as far as like your creative process goes?
That's hard to say. I don't know if it would be more about my creative process, but it's more about how I work. So when I was starting out, like I mentioned earlier, I was working under a key artist who was really teaching me the ropes, the ins and outs of working in theater and television and filming. And I was doing only makeup, because we have a tendency when you're taking care of an actress or, you know, a singer or whatever, you want to make sure that they're perfect everywhere. Mm-hmm. But my boss told me, no, you are the makeup artist. You are the expert in makeup. You touch makeup. You do not touch the hair. You do not touch the costume. Everybody has their job, and we have to focus on our job perfectly. And so my job is to focus on the makeup. So I will make sure that the makeup is perfect, that my client looks perfect, whether she's here to get married or she's doing an engagement shoot or she's a model on a fashion editorial. I have to make sure that what I did is perfect. And that's my work ethic. And I've kept that through the 10 plus years that I've been doing this. If I'm taking care of the hair on that shoot that day, then I make sure that's perfect. I just take my job very, very seriously. And that's what I learned very young, is the work ethic. You are discreet, you are quick, and you make sure that the client is perfect. So it's not really, you know, my creativity, but it's very much how I do my work. And it's very important as well, because you can be creative, but if you don't do the job well, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So you would say that for work-wise with makeup, you have to focus on your part and not get wrapped up in the other pieces like the hair. Exactly. Yeah, you need to like mind your business.
Exactly. Mind your business because everybody's there to do their own job. And if I do something to the costume, then the stylist will get upset. And then mm-hmm. I'm taking her job and it's just not okay. So we have to respect the other artists. So that also is really important. Respect your fellow artists and the team. And that way we can all work together to create this image or this video or this TV show that people will be happy with. And that's the most important part.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah. I know you work a lot for Fashion Week. So tell listeners a little bit about what that's like working at a Paris Fashion Week behind the scenes. What is backstage like? Is it difficult? Do you enjoy it? Is it just crazy town? Like, how does it work?
Oh, it's completely crazy town. It's insane. It's insanity, but it's amazing. It's so much fun. I tend to say it's so much fun at the end of the day when it's done. But yeah. Yeah, no, just, you know, this past Fashion Week in Paris, I had a team of 5 girls, which, you know, doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a lot that I had to manage. And it was a company that represented, we had 70 different designers there. So it wasn't just the one designer, it was 70 different designers. And we had to create a look that looked good with all of the different looks because we had, you know, sportswear and bridal and swimwear. So it was very different. And every model had to look the same. And we had about 40 models. So it was nonstop from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it's a ton of work, but I don't mind it. You forget that you're hungry. You forget that your back hurts. You forget that you're tired just yeah. because you're enjoying the moment and the beauty. And again, making sure that it is perfect. The model had to look perfect every mm-hmm. single time that she went out and walked the runway because we had our models walking several times.
So you'd be saying like you get into that flow state that many creatives do where you just, definitely. You're in the moment completely and thinking about nothing else like eating and
exactly.
water.
The only thing that, yeah, I don't think I ate anything that whole day or drank, which isn't good. You must remember to drink water. But still, I was only focused on, okay, who needs a touch-up? Yeah, I was looking at every model's face and like, oh, I got to fix this. I have to fix this. I have to fix this. I was in the zone, but it went off without a hitch. And at the end of the day, I was completely exhausted, but it was worth it. It was amazing, but it is chaos. No,
it's definitely, I can imagine how chaotic it is, especially because the shows are so short. Everything's happening at like hyper speeds.
Yes,
and so much
everybody's
preparation.
Kind of stressed out. And so I never really stress out. So I'm just kind of there to say, okay, it's okay. We got this. I know what I'm capable
yeah, exactly.
of and I know that I can do it. So I just have to reassure the other people that I can do it. It'll be fine.
I love that. Speaking of stress, do you feel like being a creative person is a form of therapy for you, like a release? Do you feel like because you're using something creative inside you and these natural born gifts that it is release for you that helps you?
You know, the fact that I do this as my career, this is how I make my money, this is how I pay my rent, I wouldn't call it therapeutic, but I do other forms of art that are therapeutic for me. So for me, makeup has become, yes, it's creative and it's wonderful and I love it, but it is my job. So when I come home in order to relax, I will draw, I will color, I will collage. I'm trying to get back into pastels. I try to use my hands regardless. And so I do find solace in that. So in the creative arts, to be sure. Not specifically makeup, but
yeah, definitely
other creative arts. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's all connected and you can use those forms to go back into your makeup work. And I've read that a lot about how we should do many different forms of art to connect the other things and inspire to make other things in another form.
Definitely,
so that's great
definitely.
That you do that. I love that.
Yeah. You have to. I think you have to keep the creative juices flowing for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You gotta keep doing different things and find a way to connect the dots. And what advice would you give to someone who is looking for their creative hotspot? Not even necessarily to make money, but just to figure out, okay, how can I be creative? I feel like I'm not good at anything in a creative sense. Like, what would you tell that person?
You know, I would say just keep trying until you find that one thing that makes you feel good. That either sparks joy in yourself or sparks joy in other people, that when they see it, they feel good, or when you see it, you feel good. And, you know, maybe it's not painting, Maybe it's not pastels. Maybe it's pottery. Maybe it's writing. There's so many different creative outlets. And you say, oh, I want to write poems, but I'm not very good at it. Okay, well, that's not your creative outlet. Just keep looking. If you're looking to be creative, mm-hmm. it's because you have that creative spirit, so you will find it. So I would just say, keep trying until you do find that one thing that calms your mind and makes you happy and sparks joy. So just don't give up, definitely.
Yeah, I totally agree. Just try out things. I totally agree all with
different
that.
Things.
Just do different things and find and what you enjoy. Yeah, try exactly. all the things.
So many things. Like, nope, I'm and not very good at this. Of, and nope, okay, keep going. Yeah.
Speaking of trying things, I feel like we have a lot of time on our hands right now to try mm-hmm. things with this whole coronavirus.
Definitely.
So we can kind of talk about the elephant in the room. Obviously, you're in Paris. Things yes. are a little tough there right now in quarantine. Mm-hmm. So tell me, how is it going? What are you doing to keep yourself sane right now and stay positive? And I know you mentioned you're starting to do online courses for makeup, which I think
yes.
is great because everyone's connecting online right now. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So regardless, in everyday life, you know, outside of the quarantine life, I don't only work with professionals or photo shoots. I also teach workshops and I do makeup consultations and shopping trips. And I love collaborating with other entrepreneurs to co-host workshops and events. And so obviously right now I'm stuck at home and, you know, makeup involves other people and I cannot yeah. actually be in contact with other people right now. So it's been a little complicated, but I have started giving workshops through Skype and also makeup consultations. So for the workshops, it's just like a workshop that I would give in person. And so in my workshops, I encourage people to use their own products. I obviously bring all of my kit. So for the online workshops, it is best for you to already have obviously some products. And yeah. most women have a ton of products and brushes. They just don't know how to use them. And so then we would go yes. through and I would teach you on my side, I will have everything. And then you would just follow suit. And so I explain step by step as I would in a face-to-face workshop.
I love that.
I mean, it's really fun and it's been working great. And so for the makeup consultations, it's a little bit different. We don't do the makeup workshop or the application. What it is that we go through all of your products. Because again, a lot of women, I've had several clients say, I bought this, I don't know how to use it. Or I don't know if it was right for me. I don't know if it's the right colors. So what we do is we go through your whole inventory basically and say yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. This is good. This is not good. This is not the right color. And then I give recommendations for you to be able to go and buy the correct products. So brands, references, products. I know a lot of different things and I tend to know what goes best with your skin type. So I've been doing that through Skype as well, which has been going great. And that doesn't necessarily yeah. involve an application. So it's super easy to do. And it's very helpful for the person, yeah, for the woman.
So, I think it's a great idea considering we're all locked inside our houses bored right now. It's a great time to start learning something new.
Exactly. And if you want to learn that winged liner, it's the perfect time to practice because you have nowhere else to go.
Yes.
Nothing to do. So it's exactly. perfect.
Let's think about the silver lining in exactly. all this doom and gloom.
We have to.
We can learn some new things.
Exactly. And it's the spring season. So, you know, it's all about new beginnings and we can create a new look for you and you'd have time to practice.
That way you don't have to take out your messed up makeup into the real world until it's perfected, you know, because you're not allowed outside. So just make your makeup look perfect. Practice.
Exactly. Practice makes perfect. And by the time we get out of here, we'll be great.
Yes, exactly. You're going to all look like beautiful models with your makeup done by the time we're allowed out of our homes again. Yay. So how can listeners connect with you online? What's the best way for them to find you? And is there anything else you'd like them to know?
Yeah. So I have my website, joleneemery.com, and it's currently getting a revamp because I have time. So I'm currently renewing the website. But in the meantime, my old website is still up and running. So you can email me directly through there or on Instagram. at Makeup by Jolene and on Facebook, but I'm more active on Instagram, and you can really get a good vibe for my energy, my style, and a little bit of my Parisian life.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay, that's perfect. Thank you so much for talking to me today, Jolene. I know.
Thank you so much.
Jolene is fabulous, guys. She's done my makeup for my engagement session. I work with her on a regular basis with my clients for photography. So
yes.
I have total faith in her talents, and we will speak later. Thanks so much for coming.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for tuning in to La Vie Creative. You can find more information on missparisphoto.com. And if you enjoyed this show, please feel free to share and spread the word for all my creative guests. We have the power to help them to keep doing what they love. See you next time.